Proclamation number 7849 of 12th of March, 1961. What is creation? Reshaped power. When the world was created, the fall of man had already taken place in the kingdom of the spirits, for this was the cause of creation. It was the cause for a world to arise which was formed from the strength which flowed forth from me when I created the spiritual beings. It was a world whose substance was precisely that once created spiritual substance which fell away from me. The strength emanated by me for the creation of those beings did not work according to my will, those beings did not fulfill their purpose. And thus I gave the strength another purpose. I dissolved the beings, the fallen spiritual beings, and now let creations of a different kind arise from the strength. For the power had to become active according to the law of eternity. It was not a lifeless world which now came into being, for all strength expresses itself. It is constantly active. And thus my will also assigned each work of creation its purpose, which was then fulfilled by the inherent strength in the law of compulsion. Thus the beings were transformed into works of creation of various kinds. Thus it was certainly a spiritual world, but the strength had condensed into form. Visible creations had arisen through my will. However, they were only visible to the human being, to the being which, having once fallen, had passed through this creation for the purpose of changing back to me, from whom it had once fallen away. Thus the human being can see my creations and he can also be instructed as to what this creation is in its essence. And when his soul has attained a certain degree of maturity, then the human being knows that he lives in the midst of the once fallen spiritual substance, that everything around him is reshaped spiritual strength which was once formed into beings which my will of love let arise. To possess this realization is already the sign that the once fallen original spirit, the human being, is close to its original state and that everything around him is a transformed spiritual force and that it only needs to take a few more steps to arrive at me again, at its Father from eternity. What is creation? Every person should ask himself this question, and if his question is serious he will certainly receive clarification and be given proof that he is already in a high state of development. The strength which flows forth from me must become effective, it cannot remain inactive. But the beings called into life by me refuse to carry out the activity assigned to them. They turned away from me, closed themselves to the inflowing strength of love and consequently also became incapable of activity. They hardened in their substance, which is why I dissolved them and let them become creations of a different kind, so that the strength could become effective again, and this according to my will. But my love and my wisdom also intended a plan with the creation, that which once voluntarily refused to be active in my will now exercises the activity in the law of compulsion, and thus the once emanated strength was induced into a serving activity. That is the meaning and purpose of the whole of creation, that the strength becomes effective according to my will. And thus every work of creation also has its purpose, which again serves another work of creation to come into being and to exist. Everything that is visible to you shall remind you of my greater than great love and wisdom, for you shall recognize everything as a work of help for the fallen original spirits to regain their former nature, where they were exceedingly full of light and mighty. You should see in everything that is visible to you the path I have prepared for my living creations so that they can return to their origin on it again. You should learn to look at creation as a great work of mercy by me which gives you the opportunity to attain the beatitude again which you gave away yourselves of your own free will. But you should also never forget that you yourselves, in the stage as a human being, have to strive for the final perfection, because this can only be achieved in free will. Therefore you should also learn about your earthly progress through this creation and now try to achieve with all your strength that you will find the union with me again on earth, which you once voluntarily severed. For you shall finally return to me from whom you once came forth in all perfection. Amen.